But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to throw something out there, and I want you guys to tell me if you agree or disagree. Cam Hayward is the greatest NFL player to come out of The Ohio State University.
Disagree. No offense to
Donnie?
Cam. There's an easy choice for me. Easy choice.
Cam Hayward.
Orlando Pace.
Orlando Pace doesn't have the Hayward longevity.
Orlando Pace, for a pretty good chunk of time, was the best left tackle in football.
Really? You must have not watched Jonathan Ogden and Joe Thomas play.
Was Joe Thomas playing at the same time as Orlando Pace?
Not really. There was maybe a tiny bit of crossover there. How about Ogden?
Ogden was really... Okay. Oh, no. He might have been only equal to Jonathan Ogden, another phenomenal player.
Okay, other than Aaron Donald, how many defensive... tackle/ends, because I guess you count him more as a tackle because it's a 3-4. How many were better than Cam? Cam just made an all-pro.
How about 10,000 yards? I was going to say Eddie George. You want to talk about a model of inefficiency?
No, Eddie...
Najee Harris stands probably love Eddie George.
Eddie George is a guy that if you maybe took his college career into account too, because he won a Heisman Trophy, but I'm saying NFL.
I think it's Orlando Pace. I do. That's the first name that came to mind for me. He played 13 seasons. I know at the end, I know you're really with Orlando Pace. You're taking a 9-year sample because he started to get dinged up a couple of those years. The guy...
He had really 8 years as a starter, Chris. You're taking great years from Orlando Pace
no,
over...
No, he had more than that. I mean, he
did
was...
He?
Yeah, he did. He had basically 10 years as a starter. He had 2 years racked by injury, and then his last year in the league with the Bears, he started 11 games.
How many All-Pros for Orlando Pace?
3 first, 1 second. Probably had to deal with Jonathan Ogden.
So we got 4 All-Pros for Hayward now.
I still go Pace, man. He's all automatic. He was an All-2000s guy, too. Hall of Fame, 7 Pro Bowls back, sort of when those meant something a little bit in the late 90s. 3 first-team All-Pros, won a Super Bowl.
Hayward's not done yet, though. There's more to the story to be written. I mean, he could make All-Pro again next year. He doesn't look like he's slowing down at all.
I guess I'm just going Orlando Pace, man. I remember watching the guy and just thinking this dude's a mountain, a stat, like just...
And what's Hayward? Some shrinking violet here? The dude's...
I mean, I just...
Getting better year after year.
I would put Pace ahead of him.
Donnie?
Yeah, I think it's Pace. Unless...
I'm just trying to do this to troll...
One or two out of Hayward.
I'm just trying to do this because I know Cam occasionally listens, and if he's listening...
Maybe he'll put you on, like, his notes thing.
Yeah, I just want to be on the list.
Fuel to his fire.
So, yeah, exactly. So if he has another great year next year, then I can say maybe I played a small part in that.
I mean, I think it's credit enough to him that when Pony brought that up, I immediately thought in my mind, like... Man, is it really possible that Cam Hayward's the best pro football player out of Ohio State? I mean, he's in the argument, at least, which I think is a pretty good testament to him, given how good the football history is.
Well, they got there are probably people who think Marvin Harrison Jr. could eventually become it if he has, like, a crazy, crazy career. I don't really see it there with him. You know who I think is going to end up being is that Jeremiah Smith. I think in 20 years, we're going to be talking about Jeremiah Smith as the best player to come out of Ohio State.
Okay, but I mean, among the guys right now that would be up for this based on how their pro careers have gone.
I would go Pace by not as I will concede this much to you. I kind of thought to myself, it's Orlando Pace, and I'm not sure it's close. It's obviously much closer than I thought.
You've got Chris Carter, who went to Ohio State. Paul Warfield, for old heads, is an Ohio State guy. Who else? Man. Zeke Elliott, no.
No, not Zeke.
No quarterbacks because C.J. Stroud's the first one they've made.
This guy wouldn't be the best.
Chase Young's injury-racked career, no way.
I was going to say Chris Spielman.
Nope.
Remember Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson, and then he wasn't any.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
really.
Nick Bosa eventually.
Jack Tatum.
Bosa eventually has a shot.
I'm
Joey
telling
Bosa
you, man.
Kind of fell off.
Ohio State has three national championships in the last 25 years. But as far as pros go, they're not even close to Pitt. Pitt's all-time team would kick the crap out of Ohio State's all-time team.
I think that's one of those funny things you can say about Pitt is that they actually can do that to a lot of different schools. Johnny the Barber, you know what he would say. Joe Burrow's on his way. He would claim
Doesn't
him as an
count.
Ohio State guy.
Doesn't count.
Man, I'm looking through this list. Lou the Toe Groza.
I'm telling you guys, Cam's got to look at this. He's got a shot at it to be the best player
him,
to ever come out of Ohio State.
Who would you answer the question with right now?
I said Cam.
Well, then in your mind, he already is. He's good to go. Man, there are not a lot of like high-end guys. Who is the second best? Who has played in the NFL the second most games among Ohio State wide receivers? Because there have been a lot of them. Chris Carter's number one. Can you name the player?
Well, I said Warfield.
No.
Joey Galloway?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Pride of Steubenville, I believe.
The Burb of the Berg.
So does he count as a Pittsburgh-produced player?
No, he's in Ohio.
Yeah, but if you said it's a suburb of Pittsburgh.
Okay, just like I would never consider like LeBron to be a, you know, he's from Akron.
JT Miller counts as a guy that's from Pittsburgh, and he's from Ohio.
No, the people that count him as such are wrong. He should not be counted as a Pittsburgher. He's from East Palestine.
Yes, I hear people bring him up as a guy that was...
They shouldn't. That's stolen hockey valor for Pittsburgh. We have Brandon Saad. That's enough. We have Logan Cooley.
How about John Gibson?
I don't think John Gibson has particularly fond feelings towards like Baldwin in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Pretty sure he got cut from the team at Baldwin and like
maybe that's
held
like a Michael Jordan
grudge.
Thing where it motivated him. Here is Kirk Herbstreit last night on the Ohio State win.
I'm just fired up for these guys. It's you know when I call these games, I'm incredibly objective, and I love all these Ohio State teams, but this team because of what they went through to get to this point, you're just happy.
He was crying.
I'm objective. It's beautiful. Then there's the shot of him having to like go off to the side of the camera, like the camera shot, like could compose himself. What the hell are we doing, man?
I think it's an acting job. I think the guy's gotten so much flack for the things he said.
Why? For being anti-Ohio State?
For going
and, like,
at Ohio State fans, exactly. Yep. He's making a ton of money. I could see him getting trained.
Did you guys see the video?
I hate to say it, like the someone training him, like conjure up the feelings you had for when your dog passed away. Conjure up the saddest day
of
your life.
So you think he's just being an actor?
I do, yeah. I don't believe that Ohio State winning the national championship actually made a man on TV cry last night. I just don't.
Did you guys happen to see McAfee got his Lou Holtz impersonator to... McAfee was doing the sit-down with Day and Freeman side by side, and they just... Day just had it... He had it marked. He's like, I know what's coming here. I know exactly what's going to happen. Are you doing this again?
I got to find a way to hang out with those guys. I feel like we'd get along swimmingly.
Who do you think you'd get along with best? I don't think it would be Tone Diggs.
Why not?
I mean, you guys had a brief
little...
Well,
but we buried the hatchet.
Oh, no, that hatchet's invisible. You can't even find it with a metal detector. Maybe Boston Connor. Who wears all the wolf shirts?
That's Boston Connor.
That's Boston Connor.
I think I'd get along with the guy that did the Lou Holtz impression.
Is Darius, what is it, Darius Butler?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on there.
Is Darius Butler like one, do they consider him one of the crew? Because when I think of it, it's like,
no,
it's
he's
Tone,
not,
it's
yeah,
Boston
not,
Connor, it's AJ Hawk, and it's McAfee.
I'm thinking more of like his like,
the sidekicks.
Ty Rat Smith. Pack kind of deal.
The Plum Rogues Gallery.
Yeah, those dudes.
And what is it, Nick Maraldo, but he's like more behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.